Hi, welcome to Component 7, Working with HIT Systems. Unit 1 of Component 7 is entitled The Introduction and Overview Components of HIT Systems. In this unit, we will be introducing some of the common applications of HIT, Health Information Technology Systems, and we will also be introducing some of the vocabulary and concepts related to HIT. This unit is composed of two parts. The first part is lecture material that you are obtaining via this slide deck, and the second piece is a student application of the lecture material in hands-on interactive EHR exercises. In this curriculum component, Working with HIT Systems, our goal is to provide you with the fundamentals of HIT systems, while also providing an environment where you can apply those fundamentals in an example electronic health record system, or EHRS. By the time you've completed Unit 1, you will be able to define a system and then relate systems concepts to HIT, or Health Information Technology. You will also be able to discuss specific examples of settings where HIT is used, and those can range from a clinic, rural urban clinic, to public health setting, into a patient's home, an acute care facility, etc., etc. You will also be able to identify the common components of a clinical HIT system, and we expect that you will be able to demonstrate beginning level competency in maneuvering the demonstration EHRS. To begin, we need to think about where HIT is used. In general, this can be represented in three overlapping circles of personal health, health care, and population health. In speaking about the use of HIT in healthcare, one can conceptualize this as applications used by care providers, assisting them to provide high-quality, safe, and efficient care. These applications might include things such as clinical decision support systems, filmless radiology systems, also known as PACS or picture archiving and communication systems, filmless radiology, provider order entry systems, CPOE, and many others that we'll cover in the course of learning about HIT systems. Now, moving to the next circle, applying HIT to personal health, we think about those applications used by consumers. So, evidence-based practice requires that healthcare decisions be consistent not only with the best available research evidence, but also with the values and the preferences of the informed patient. To achieve this goal, HIT can be used in the personal health circle to educate or to help create that informed patient in the first place, such as directing patients to learn more about their disease by accessing reliable and high-quality health information websites. Another example of HIT in personal health may be the use of decision aids, which can be used by clinicians and patients alike to prepare patients for decision-making or to help clinicians assist patients in participating in making decisions that impact their own health. Other examples may be systems that help people track their own health data, such as personal health records. The third circle, population health, is where HIT is used to aggregate data about individuals to support public health, research, and quality improvement. The takeaway from this slide is that health and healthcare are two different things. But HIT spans across both of those concepts, health and healthcare. HIT can support personal and population health, and it can also be used to improve the actual delivery of healthcare. So now that we understand how HIT spans the three circles, let's review the foundations of systems in general. What is a system? It is an organization of functionally interactive units for the achievement of a common goal. All systems have inputs outputs, and feedback, and they work to maintain a basic level of equilibrium. As can be seen in this illustration of the New York City subway system, one system feeds into another. There are inputs, which can be thought of as entrances to the subway, and outputs, the exits from the subway, and the goal, in this example anyway, is to move people as efficiently and safely as possible from one place to another. What this system also illustrates is the incredible complexity, the expanding complexity of a system. It also demonstrates a need for the different lines to be able to interoperate or integrate, and there also needs to be a way to transfer between the different lines. So a transfer between the lines commonly occurs where the systems interface. An example, at a subway station. So people coming in on one independent line can get to another independently operating line. Also, think a little deeper about how one system interfaces with another system, particularly how it interacts with other transportation systems that are related to, but not a core function of, the subway system itself, such as airports and the Amtrak depot. As we progress through this unit, you will come to appreciate that a system is a system is a system, whether we're talking about the New York City subway line or the HIT system with which you interact. Refer back to the subway example as you think about HIT, the complexity, the multitude of users, the various on and off ramps, the need for interfacing to smooth the transfer from one line to another, and so on. So in summary, from subways to your circulatory system, to a food delivery system, a system is a group of interacting, interrelated, or interdependent elements forming a complex whole with specific goals in mind. Taking the concept of a system into health IT, those interacting, interrelated, or interdependent elements, when linked together and used as a integrated whole, can contribute to higher quality and more efficient patient outcomes. This very simple schema from the AHIMA organization is an example of the common components of an inpatient system. The separate clinical components, such as the laboratory, the critical care units, the pharmacy, radiology, etc., those are represented by the blue spheres or circles in the diagram here. They feed their data into a central clinical data repository, illustrated by the dark red sphere in the center. A similar process is occurring with the financial system, which is there over to the right, the green circles, in this illustration. These two systems interoperate with one another. So, in example, when a laboratory test is completed in the clinical system, the financial system receives the information necessary to generate a bill or an insurance claim related to that particular laboratory test. The overlapping pink circle to the center of this diagram represents a rules engine that forms the foundation of a clinical decision support system. A clinical decision support system contains rules that activate when certain conditions are met. They are designed to support clinical decision making. So, for example, a very simple rule might exist that says, if a patient is allergic to penicillin, then the pharmacy system should reject any electronic orders for penicillin for that given patient. Then the pharmacy system should send a notice back to the person who ordered it in the first place. Decision support is a crucial part of the current meaningful use criteria and stands as a major challenge for HIT systems. CDS, or clinical decision support, is far more complex than the example provided here. Our goal in this unit is just to introduce you to the term and the concept But rest assured, in the HIT world, CDS is a term you will hear frequently. This illustration only shows a clinical system exchanging data internally with only one other system. This belies the massive complexity behind data interchange in the real HIT world. HIT systems interact and exchange with many other systems, both internal and external to the institution, and many of which do not share the same language or standard ways of representing and transmitting their content. The work that occurs at the interfaces of disparate systems to facilitate the safe, correct, and efficient transfer of data and information in healthcare is incredibly complex and massively time-consuming. It is another one of the grand challenges of informatics that is inescapable. Similar to the subway system in a large city, there are numerous entrances, exits, and overlaps in the HIT environment, from very small focus systems in a provider office to a public health clinic to a large HIT system that supports global health. This conceptual overview of the EHR begins to illustrate some of the complexity of systems and interchanges in HIT. So look closely at this image, and similar to the prior image, you are going to see different elements of an HIT system in acute care. So I just want you to take a moment to study this picture. If you look to the left of the screen, you will see a myriad of different systems such as administration, nursing, the lab, clinical, radiology, etc. Each patient encounter with a department results in the capture of data, and you will see that all of these systems are originating from a single patient, yet they are flowing into a separate data collection. At this point, the data is not integrated. In theory, all of these data collections then feed into a central node, referred to in this picture as the EHR network. The EHR network services are processing the incoming data, interchanging bidirectionally data with a much larger and consolidated EHR data repository. Now, if we look over to the right, we see a consolidated view of a single patient's health record. The EHR network has integrated data from the systems of participating organizations to create the electronic health record for a specific patient. As with every system, there are goals, and in this case, we see the goal or outcome as improved coordination of care for a patient. So, in reality, there are many goals of an EHR, such as improved efficiency, reduction of medical error, improved management of patients and populations, and the list goes on and on. This particular diagram, however, is focused upon improved coordination of care. This very busy picture shows many systems, many intersections, and a very large need for data interchange if we ever expect to get to the goal of improved coordination of care. As mentioned earlier, we can't have interchange of data without standards. I say tomato and you say tomato. Do they mean the same thing? Of course, HIT systems are not just for acute care. HIT systems are being used in public health, home care, and on the web for social networking and health information exchange. My Health eVet in the upper left-hand corner is an excellent example of patient-centered care, where the model is patient as partner. This system allows patients to schedule appointments, refill prescriptions, learn more about their diseases, they can view their labs, and much, much more. This HIT system is based on the belief that an informed patient is a stronger patient and more likely to have better outcomes. There are also HIT systems in public health, although in public health environments, you may hear this, don't call this a healthcare information technology project, because in public health, we practice health, not healthcare. So be prepared for those sort of semantics. And remember, we talked earlier that HIT supports health and healthcare. On the bottom left of the screen, you will see an example of a public health system. This very, very limited snapshot belies the complexity and the use of HIT in public health. But what it illustrates is that collecting large-scale population data related to health can reveal many things not immediately visible up close. A very interesting example of this is something called Google Flu Trends, and something we'll explore later in this unit. But if you have an interest and you have a moment, go out and look up Google Flu Trends online and read about it. It's quite fascinating. What Google Flu Trends does is illustrates the power of linked data from many different sources and how it can help us to improve the health of patients, families, and communities. In the bottom right-hand side, you will see Patients Like Me, which is a fascinating website that you may also want to take a look at. And up above, of course, are examples of the use of HIT in a home by a patient. In short, the H in HIT does not stand solely for healthcare. It also stands for health. And health is practiced in many more areas than in a nurse practitioner's office, a clinic, or in a hospital. Taking a look at the big picture of HIT systems and moving out of the clinical care setting, we see that systems concept rising to the surface again. This graphic from the Office of the National Coordinator at Health and Human Services takes us from the simple to the complex. The NHIN in the middle stands for the Nationwide Health Information Network. You will see that the NHIN takes from and feeds into other networks. You see the linkages that facilitate health information exchange, another component of the meaningful use criteria. An important aspect to point out about the NHIN is that the NHIN is not a giant database where everybody's health data is stored. This is a popular misconception. The NHIN is a network that allows information to flow from one place to another in a very secure and protected manner. The data does not live there. Instead, your data may live in a beacon community, or in a federal agency, or in a practice community, or in your own personal PHR that you carry around on a secure thumb drive. The NHIN is a network that supports the secure exchange of protected health information, or PHI. Again, this is a very simple representation of a very complex structure. However, what it does illustrate is systems, linkages, and information exchange. The idea of standards comes up again because there must be standards to get from the health data center network there in Texas up to the research institute in Montana. And if I'm injured in Florida while on vacation and my medical records are in Washington State, there must be a mechanism for transferring the data that may be necessary to save my life in Florida from my provider's office in Seattle. The NHIN is an ATM-like network for the exchange of PHI instead of cash. So we will move on to the final lecture objective for this unit, which is to identify the common components of a clinical HIT system. For those of you who are still working with paper charts, this is going to be old news, but I want to tell you, my sympathies are with you. For those of you who are unfamiliar with a paper chart, we hope that you will soon be able to consider this just a history lesson. The illustration shows what a standard paper medical record used to, and unfortunately in many cases still does, looks like. you will see the tabs that separate the different sections of a paper chart. The example here is a teal tab may hold information where a provider can find the orders. A red tab could hold the progress notes or a history and physical. The light green tab in this instance holds the consultation reports, and so on and so on. There are similarities and differences between the paper medical record and the electronic record. So here is an example of a generic electronic clinical record. So note the similarities. There are still those tabs at the top. You will see there are different areas of the chart where a provider could find specific information, such as the problem list, the results of tests, reports, notes, medications, orders, and so on. This generic record represents some of the common aspects of clinical HIT systems. Similar to a paper chart, the electronic record consolidates and organizes patient data for the ease of use and retrieval, using a common metaphor that clinicians are very used to, the tab metaphor. What is different, and a critically valuable aspect of an electronic record, is instantiated in this image as the profile, the first red circle to the left. The profile, sometimes called a clinical summary or similar, pulls data from all the tab areas to give the provider an instant snapshot of the patient at that moment in time. This is a real differentiator and one of the aspects of clinical HIT that users assign great value to. So HIT affords many benefits to providers, and to be fair, you know, a fair amount of pain as well, particularly if the HIT system is poorly designed or implemented. As you embark on your HIT journey, remember these aspects because you will encounter them again and again. They may look a little different as you move from one EHRS product to another product, but most EHRS resemble one another in one way or another. So in summing up the lecture component of Unit 1, here are those unit objectives again. What have we covered in this unit? Well, we have covered systems in general, and we related the concepts that we learned to HIT. So remember the similarities of the subway system and HIT systems? We provided examples of HIT in a variety of settings, in public health, in the home, in social networking sites, etc. A major takeaway from this objective is that the H doesn't stand only for healthcare, remember, and healthcare are two different things. And although we did not delve deeply into standards and interoperability, the point was made that standards are paramount for information exchange. Finally, we identify common components of clinical HIT systems and how the EHRS, well, in most cases, have been structured to mimic the tab metaphor that clinicians are so familiar with. We examine the similarities and the differences between paper and electronic records, at least on the surface. And we will be digging deeper into this particular aspect as we learn more about working with HIT systems. But wait, you're not done yet. For part two of Unit 1, we will enter the demonstration CPRS system to have you experience firsthand the application of the concepts that we learned in the prior slides. So, your assignment for Unit 1 is to gain familiarity with the layout and some of the functions of the VA Vista CPRS, Computerized Patient Record System, and to complete the scavenger hunt assignment. So we've created a series, there are about six total, of these very short video demonstrations of the VA CPRS interface, how to maneuver around in it, and how to complete the first assignment. Your instructor will guide you to where these videos may be accessed. So really, the best way to learn how to work with HIT systems is to get inside and explore on your own. Therefore, after you've watched the short movies, you can access the CPRS, explore, hunt, kick the tires, get your hands dirty, and then settle down to complete your scavenger hunt assignment. Your instructor will direct you to where to access the CPRS system and will also give you instructions on how to obtain the username and password that will allow you to log in. It's highly recommended that you watch the orientation movies to the CPRS prior to entering the site, so you can refer back to these movies at any time for assistance or guidance. There is also some help within the CPRS system as well, and you can find that by clicking the Help button in the upper toolbar once you've logged into the CPRS system, or you can also use the Vista CPRS user guide that is included with Component 7. You have now completed the slide deck for Unit 1, Introduction and Overview, Components of HIT Systems.